Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You may be listening to this in the privacy of your own home, but you are missing out. You need to come down to River Falls, Wisconsin. I am here at Bacon Bash. This whole hour is live. It's one of my favorite days of the year. I didn't even know about River Falls. I didn't know about the Kinnickinnick River. I came last year to Bacon Bash. I was like, love it first sight. Where have you been all my life? It is so fun here. It is a beautiful town. Right now, it's a little warm, but I'm also in favor of just like we're getting an extra bit of summer. Anybody who thought, I wasted my summer. I did not get enough summer. Come to River Falls right now. You get all your summer. It's amazing. The biggest free bacon bash in the country. It's the only place where you can just get in for free. The bacon's not free. You got to buy tickets. But there's so many things I had. I'm full of pierogi energy because I have these delicious pierogies with some bacon on top of them for breakfast. That's a way to live and love. All right. So we're going to have a virtual experience. All you in Radioland, you're going to be living as if you are at Bacon Bash for the next hour, which is a really good thing. All right. Here's what we got. First off, Chris Blasius. She made this all happen. She's the CEO of the River Falls Chamber of Commerce. I'm never River Falls aware until Chris Blasius came into my life. Chris, congratulations. Sixth year of this. Good job.
The sixth year. Yes. Thank you for coming back.
I love it. You couldn't keep me away.
Good. Good. Yes. It's a beautiful day here in Bacon Land.
So tell me a little bit about the CEO of the chamber. You have really done some stuff for River Falls to make the businesses stay here, to make them vibrant, to make the community alive. What's your secret, Chris? How did you do this? What, did you come up with the Bacon Bash, or did you inherit the Bacon Bash?
You know, that's a great question. 6 years ago, we had some community members that gathered together and said, let's do something in fall. We have some wonderful summer events, but let's do something in fall. Let's brag about our community just a little bit more. So we sat around a table and we said, maybe we should think about some foodie type festival. So we brainstormed what that would be. And we said, well, everybody's doing a rib fest and everybody's doing whatever. Somebody recommended bacon and we were immediately at wow. we thought we'd give it a little bit of a teaser and hope that our 50 closest friends and family would show up, and 5,000 people showed up the first year.
Oh, wow.
So we knew we were on to something. And here we are 6 years later and having a wonderful time.
It's amazing because, yes, bacon is a close to the Wisconsin heart, right? I mean, come on. There's so many. I was walking around looking at all the food vendors. There's Sarah's Tipsy Pies are here. I love Sarah's Tipsy Pies. And she's got a pie with a bunch of kind of bacon on top. There's coarse bacon cheese dogs, coarse bacon grilled cheese. I did not try. I'm saving my tickets. I'm going to get some bacon cheese curds. Of course, cheese is number one. Excellent. But bacon's got to be number two.
And I don't know if you knew that pigs have wings, but they do. We have them here, and they have been a People's Choice favorite for most of the years. So check them out as well.
And this is a little barbecue grilly piggity bits.
Heaven.
It's heaven.
Heaven. Yes.
I've seen, yes. I was here this morning to witness the pigs flying. There was somebody in a pink pig costume, gets up on a cherry picker, the whole thing like boop, 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 goes up very high. Now you've got, I always like to see somebody in a pink pig costume very high on a cherry picker. That's good. Then they start throwing little plush pink pigs.
Yes, not real pigs.
Not real
Let's
pigs.
Be clear on
little,
that.
Little stuffed animals. They start tossing them. Kids go wild.
That hog wild, probably.
Oh, yes. Oh, probably. Yes. You beat me to that. That's a good point. I hadn't connected that. And it's like very joyful. It is a splendid morning. A way to spend your time is to watch people throwing pigs from a cherry picker. Very good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you've had six, but to get back to my question, so 6 years ago, people were like, I think I got it. It's bacon. Mm-hmm. They were right. And mm-hmm. it's been a thing for all the businesses to rally about.
Yes, absolutely. We have outstanding food vendors. A handful of them are right here from River Falls and have been with us since year one. And they continue to come back. And that's just fabulous. It's nice to be able to showcase who we have here. We also are happy to feature, we've got some adult beverages here as well, if you're interested in that.
I'm very interested in that. New Glarus is here.
New Glarus is here, and we actually have two breweries and three wineries right here within the River Falls area. And we're super proud to be able to feature them, so you can come here and sample a whole a plethora of the fabulous things from a beverage standpoint as well.
I saw Rush Rivers here.
Rush River Brewery,
longtime favorite.
In River Falls.
Who else?
Swinging Bridge is new. They've been in town a couple of years, right on Main Street. Just a very sweet little spot. Very cool. Fabulous beer. So we get to feature both of them. And then from a winery, we've got three wineries that are neighbors to River Falls. We've got Bella Vines Winery, which is an absolutely gorgeous facility. Skip Italy, just come to River Falls and check out Bella Vines. We have Cracked Barrel that is just a little bit north of us. Beautiful outdoor patio seating, just a lovely place. And then the third one is 65 Vines, and it's just a quaint, gorgeous, rural type setting that you have to hit all five. I can't name a favorite. You have to hit all five.
I'm done. I'm going to make that happen. So kind of interesting. A couple of things come to mind. One, Minneapolis has tried this a few times. They'll have this hashtag. It's like Brag Minneapolis. It is a total failure. Everyone just mocks them as soon as they do it. It's kind of, I don't know if it's inauthentic. I love Minneapolis. I live there. It's super fun.
Yeah.
But the Brag Minneapolis hashtag does not work. And yet, Bragg River Falls, Wisconsin is totally working. I don't know. Maybe we have to send consultants over here to figure out how River Falls has done it.
We could chat.
But so one of the things I'm interested in, of course, you know, a lot of the nation's dialogue the last couple years has been rural America is, you know, getting hollowed out a lot of times, but not here, not at River Falls. What have you been doing to make it, you know, this small town on the right on the Kinnick River? What have you been doing to make it work?
Yeah, we have outstanding natural resources in our community. We've got the Kinnick River. If you're from River Falls, it's known as the Kinney.
The Kinney,
lingo. Yeah, so we have the Kinnick River that runs right through our downtown area. It's a class one trout stream, so we have fishermen and women coming from all over the world to come and fish the river. You can also kayak it.
That's a good vacation. So they're coming to fish, and then they stop at the five breweries and wineries. And
Yeah. And it's a very scenic route, so it's not as if you'll see a big, huge gathering. People love to go together in a group, but it's just absolutely beautiful. So we try to capitalize that as much as we can. We value outdoor activities, so we have hiking, biking, anything you can think of. About every corner of our community is connected with walking paths.
Walking is super important.
Yeah.
Like, I walk every day. I think it is the most important thing. It's centering. It helps me think. I love walkable communities. Is that something that you had to resuscitate, or had you always been a walkable community the whole time?
I would say as we've grown, that has been a priority. So every time there's a new subdivision that comes into our community, that's the very first thing we make sure that we incorporate.
That's so good, because
beautiful parks.
If you live in a house and you can't walk to get groceries, I feel like everything starts to fall apart. You don't get as much exercise. It's just not, it's not a good way to live. Your children don't have that independence. Like, the greatest thing is to have a 12-year-old and say, everything's going the wrong way. I need you to walk and get milk. Then they're helping and they're part of the community. But if you live somewhere without a sidewalk, without a grocery store and walking distance, then they have no way to participate or help.
Absolutely. And we're a very safe community as well. We have people come and visit our community, and it may be in a later evening hours, and we've got little kiddos running up and down the streets and riding their bicycles, and that's what we do here. We take care of each other, and it's a great community. Very biased. Can't accentuate that enough.
Well, it's perfect. I'm looking around. There's just people pushing strollers. People are buying bags of kale corn from the Rotary Club. Like, we're having a very good all-American time out here. Yeah. It was 6 years ago, and I know you've grown the festival. I've watched you. So tell me about that.
Yeah, we continue to grow. We try to be creative. So if you have any secrets you want to share, we're always looking for some good ideas. Just each year we try to grow something new. So this year, going back to that health and wellness component, not everybody sees bacon as the most favorable for the diet.
They're wrong. But
we've added a race this year.
So this year
we've incorporated a Bacon Bash Dash. So we look forward to seeing that continue to grow as well. So you can come and get your fitness and then bow down on some good bacon opportunities.
I know. I was actually on the bridge over the Kinney, taking pictures. And then I noticed all the signs were like, don't linger here. A race is coming. And I remember that.
In a nice way, of course.
In a very nice way. It reminded me of that old Mitch Hedberg joke, which is like, if you have legs, you are not blocking a fire exit. Like, you could just picture, just 100 racers coming. It's like, I will get out of the way when it is time. But it's, so it's been an additive process, just adding a little bit more. Because you don't have as many empty stores on your classic 19th century Main Street. As many.
Right. Continue to grow. I just can't accentuate. You need to come out. You need to experience River Falls. If you can't make it out to Bacon Bash this weekend, come visit us someday. We'd love to have you. We're a very welcoming community. And
I have sussed it out, and I will tell my city snob people that it is gorgeous. There's a brewery and really good antique stores that are not picked over. So you should definitely come. You don't have to battle the inner city hipsters. You get out here and get the really good stuff.
Yeah. And we have a couple of cute little, we've got a cute cupcake shop in town. Just delightful. We've got some cookie shops. And just in every corner of our community, there's something worth checking out and exploring.
And you have, you said cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
The funniest thing possibly that I saw in all last year was the kids cupcake eating contest. When I saw kids eating contest, I was like, oh, is it one of those things where it's like, who can eat the most hot dogs or something? Good for kids. But in fact, totally different. So you get these cupcakes, and are you doing the same thing? They're all frosted?
We are doing cupcakes in that again this year.
It's so funny. Okay,
I don't know if they're going to be pigs, but that's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a shocker.
That's going to be a surprise.
And then the kids have to have their hands behind their backs, and then it's the contest. And it is without question the funniest thing. It is adorable. It is a photo opportunity. And it's happening at
2 o'clock today.
All right, everybody. Get your coat
Run
on.
Fast.
Get out the door. We're going to come back with more Bacon Bash. I love it out here. Come on down, everybody. It's hot, but it's glorious. And we'll be back on Off the Menu.
Thank you.
Here's what's happening. And we are down. Hello. Oh, there. That one works. Yeah, we're rolling with this. All right. So here I am, Dara. Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, WCCO Radio. We are down on the Kinney River in River Falls, Wisconsin. It is Bacon Bash. It is going till 7 o'clock tonight. There's so much going on. You can buy Tupperware, buy really cute greeting cards, get some doll clothes, eat bacon, eat sweet treats that also have bacon, eat sweet treats that don't have bacon. It's so much fun down here. And I have got two people with me, John Lisowski, who is the market president and business relationship manager at Security Financial Bank. He was part of the founding group that brought Bacon Bash to River Falls. And I've also got Chris Blasius, and she is the guru, the wonderkind, the person who works for the Chamber of Commerce, leads them to great events like this. All right. So, John, we were talking before about that kind of brainwave moment 6 years ago, or maybe a little more, where everyone was like, bacon, that's our flagpole. That's what we're doing. Tell me about that meeting.
It really came out of nothing. That's how we got around to this time of year. With that, we really had to have some kind of event to try to draw some people in. The chamber and the city are very busy all through the summer, in the spring, with a lot of the chamber-led events. River Falls Days, particularly in July. We just had a lull at this time of year. And so there was a small group of people, that most of which are still involved today on the committee, that got together and said, well, let's try something. Let's just try, let's have a bacon festival, bacon themed year, and we're gonna serve up some food. We're gonna bring some local artisans, and we did it, quite honestly, in a back alley off of Main Street. We had no idea what to expect that first time.
You are the first banker I've ever spoken to who had positive things to say about a back alley.
That's a whole nother story.
That would be a whole other story, right?
So you just started, really? You just bootstrapped it? You started in the back alley, kind of behind the Main Street of stores?
Right. So Damon Holter at Croy Valley Foods was involved. We had the brewery here in town that was involved. So they brought some of their local brews over. That first year, we sold out of just everything but beer. We ran ourselves right out of the pig wings that we had. We had a pig wing eating contest, a tradition we continue today. We didn't know what to expect. We maybe got 2,500 to 3,000 people.
Whoa, that's a lot of people
right.
For not knowing what to expect.
That's what we said. We said, well, maybe we have something here. And then the next year, we moved venues. We moved out of the alley. We came down here to this location just right across from City Hall in River Falls. And again, we didn't know what to expect. We got a few more vendors. We got a few more food vendors. Eventually, we added the World Food Championship as part of the event, lots of kids' events. And then we went from say, 2,000 to 3,000 to maybe 6,000 to 8,000. The next year, 15,000 to the point where we became, and this is still true, Chris, the nation's largest free bacon-themed event, which is something we like to throw all those words in to make it sound really kind of fun.
It's so fun. I can see over your shoulder, you've got kind of like a wading pool sandbox enclosure filled with corn, and all these little kids are like making corn angels and covering themselves up with corn. That's free. That's a good thing. Yeah. That's so much fun. But, John, now I've got you here, I'm going to ask you a serious question for serious people, which is that, you know, banks have not had a great reputation in this country since the financial crisis, but you are a small community bank, a small community bank such as they had in the olden days, and from what I'm hearing, having a small community bank involved in actual community projects has been a really big part of the success. So tell me about this thing that we only have heard about, like unicorns, of a small community-involved bank.
So it's an interesting thing to talk about, and thank you for asking. But community bank and community banking stuff has always been really important for Security Financial Bank. Our bank originated out of the Depression at a time where a group of farmers in this end of the state had trouble finding banking services. So they said, well, if we can't get it, let's make it. So they founded the bank over 80 years ago in Durand, Wisconsin, a place that we still occupy. We still have a bank there. And actually, we held our corporate headquarters was there all the way up until just 2 years ago. And then from there, we centered ourselves as kind of an agribusiness bank. We've grown out and branched out to a community banking model where we center on businesses and the people that work for the businesses and owners of the businesses. And our key mission is to serve the communities that we work in and the people that are in those communities.
And is that doable? Like, you don't have to serve giant, faceless, conglomerates of money parked in the Antilles. You can actually make this work?
Yeah. It's doable because of the people that you have with you. We're fortunate, particularly here in River Falls, and it's true of all of our other locations. We're not a big bank. We have seven people working at the bank.
Seven people?
Just seven people here in River Falls.
You can do that. Oh, amazing.
We have We have 90 throughout the corporation and all of West Central Wisconsin and on this end of the state. But with those seven people...
90 is not that many.
Not that many for six locations, right. But all of those seven people, most all of them, will be here and volunteering at this event. We'll be volunteering in a week or two for Big Brothers Big Sisters, taking a day off of work, all of us, and volunteering there. We spend time... with Town and Country Day, an event that originated with the Chamber, that we've taken it on, taken that over by ourselves and continue that as a tradition to honor our heritage and the farm community that helped build this town. And so volunteerism it really comes down to the core of who you are, and then it's a way to give back. So we enjoy it.
That's amazing. You're giving me hope for the future of this this country, because that's been, so, you know, when I talk to small business owners, so much of what I hear about is they can't get banks to believe in them. They can't do this. They can't do that. I feel like if there was a seven-person bank in my community, you would know if I was running a good coffee shop.
We would. Yeah, we'd be at your coffee shop. Yeah. Bankers who believe in you is one of our taglines. So thank you for saying that. You hit that right on the head.
Oh, amazing. All right. So we're going to take a break in a minute here. But, Chris, I neglected to ask you about this whole tailgating situation tomorrow. What's going on?
I understand that there's a football game going on tomorrow. Here in Wisconsin, likewise in Minnesota, we take our football very seriously. And since we are so close to the Minnesota border, we have a pretty split Packer Viking crowd. So tomorrow there's a big game on at noon, I believe, and we are going to have piggy tailgating.
Oh, that's cute. So
yeah.
All up and down Three River Falls?
Well, here at the Bacon Bash, we're for sure going to focus on that. So we're excited about that. So wear your colors, come on down. And we'll have a really good time.
Like, literally every single thing you say, I see someone over your shoulder doing that exact thing. There's someone wearing the Viking purple and gold right there, pulling their kid out of the corn pit. Like you do, got to dust them off. All right, we come back. We're going to have more of this live broadcast from River Falls, Wisconsin, Bacon Bash, the 6th annual. So much fun. If you can hear my voice, come on down and say hi. Hi. Oh, are we having fun out here at River Falls, Wisconsin's Bacon Bash? Yes, we are having all the fun. We are learning about community banking. We are eating pierogies. Come on. That's America. I love this. We're having a good day. And who is here? The River Falls FFA and FFA alumni. The FFA has been part of making Bacon Bash so good. Welcome to the show, you guys. I've got Keith Gunderson and Lindsay Scogan.
Hi there.
All right. Lindsay, you're heading into your senior year of high school, and you have been helping with all the kid activities. Tell everybody about FFA and what you've been up to.
Basically, I've been in the FFA for the past 4 years. This is the fourth year I've been at Bacon Bash. Every year we kind of want to add something new that the kids really enjoy. We've got a second corn box added. We got bigger tarps so the corn doesn't go as far away from our corn box.
I like
box.
How you just say corn box like it's a thing. Like, so for Americans who do not know about the phenomena of the corn box, you're a future farmer. What is you explain it better than I will.
We basically take the frame of a sandbox, but instead of sand, it's filled with corn, and it's cold, and it feels nice,
and it's dry seed corn.
Dry seed corn, and it feels amazing.
It does feel. It's like a. It's almost like a spa treatment, but it's only for children or something.
Therapeutic.
It's very.
We can definitely, adults can go in it too. There's no holding back to that.
All right, Keith Gunderson, you have been part of the Future Farmers of America for a long time.
Yeah. So, yes, I represent as the president of the alumni group here in River Falls, which I've been president there for the last 3 years. And as the alumni group, we help support the chapter with these activities and help with some fundraising to help bring them some classroom supplies.
And so Future Farmers of America, is it only for future farmers? I know nothing.
Absolutely not. We really, our main focus in the past couple years has been kind of not to move away from that stigma of farmers, but to be more inclusive and welcoming to people, you know, who may not be interested in the future of ag, but just want to help out around their community in any way possible. So we do really encourage any kids or parents alike to come around from the community. We have speaking contests. We have educational contests. It's not just all about agriculture all the time. We do a lot of fun things everywhere for everyone.
And yet, agriculture is very hot. That's like the thing of a bunch of people in the Twin Cities. So what people like to do is they want to be a celebrity chef or they want to have a hot restaurant. And so they kind of make a plan for themselves to do different things. And one of the things that they like to do is go volunteer on farms. And that's, I mean, there's nothing more important than food. I feel like one of the battles I've been fighting my entire career is that people are always like, oh, food is a nice thing. It's like, food is a nice thing unless you don't have it, in which case it is the only thing.
And it's really nice that, you know, these people are coming out and learning, you know, that not all farms are terrible, not all farms are, you know, bad for the environment or treating animals poorly. It's really, you know, we're put in a bad spotlight, I feel like, most of the time, and I love that people from the cities who feel uneducated about farms are coming out and seeing that, you know, this is how we do things. We're not trying to harm these animals. We want to give them the best life possible, and we're working really hard to make sure that the public knows just how important what we do is.
And so, Lindsay, tell me about you grew up here in River Falls, right?
I originally grew up in Elmwood. My dad owns a dairy farm of about 500 cows. So I grew up there, and then I moved here when I was in about seventh grade.
So what's it like living out here?
It's nice. It's got a really small town community feel, but you have a lot of activities like Bacon Bash, Art on McKinney, all these other amazing activities that you can go to, but still feel like you know the people you walk down the street and you can say hi to anyone because you're so close as a community.
I, as a city kid, you know, I always hear the stories of people who live in the country, like, I grew up looking for frogs in a stream bed, and it just seems so idyllic.
It is. It's amazing that, you know, you got these communities where the kids run around through the light posts and play ghosts in the graveyard with their entire neighborhood because that's how close the neighbors are. That's how well you know everyone because it is one big family in this community, and I think that's really important for any city or town to have.
Oh, that's so great. All right, Keith, I know I'm neglecting you, but Lindsay's such a compelling speaker that I
Yeah,
just...
much better than me, yeah.
So you've had kind of the longer view of life here in River Falls.
Yeah, actually... Well, I should say, I from River Falls, I guess I started out here by going to college here at the university.
Oh, you did?
I'm not an original River Falls resident, so I kind of chose to come back because I like the town so much. Just as Lindsay said, it's that small town kind of atmosphere. So, yeah, I went to UW River Falls for agronomy work there, and that's kind of what I do in my business currently right now. I'm actually... own my own business here in River Falls.
Oh, what kind of business is it?
So I work with farmers and help do planning for them on their farms and sell products that they would need, like the seed corn that they need to plant, and help make recommendations on what they need to do for their fertilizer and inputs. So,
oh, should I ask you if people are freaking out about the tariffs and adjusting their planting?
Well, right now there's no doubt agriculture is in a very, very tough time. Both from the corn soybean producers to the dairy farmers, it's a hard time. And going out and talking with growers right now, you just try to hopefully look for a little light at the end of the tunnel. You know, especially our dairy farmers that are getting up morning and night, and they're losing money every day that they go out there and do their job. So,
and it's not fair. We are discriminated against close to in Wisconsin.
Yeah, drink more milk, everybody.
Everybody drink more milk. It is healthy for you. All the science keeps coming out. One of my kids today was like, somebody at school said milk's not healthy. I was like, we're mammals. Are you nuts? Like, this is how we're the very definition of our group of the people on the critters on the planet are the people that drink milk. Like, how do we get to a point where people think it's not healthy? That's bonkers.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly. And that's a lot of what the FFA is, you know, apart. It's ag education. So it's, you know, it's educating not as people in the community, people within our own group. So that's really the drive of, you know, what these students are doing is trying to promote, you know, the education of what agriculture is doing nowadays. Plus learning some great leadership skills along the way.
You're sold. I'm gonna come join. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be like, that's not a future farmer of America.
Well,
but here
that's,
I am.
That's one of the best parts of, you know, about our alumni group is it's just the only thing you have to have qualification is you want to support ag education. You don't have to be a former River Falls native. You don't have to be a former FFA person.
Seriously?
That is correct. Yep.
I completely want to support ag education.
Yeah.
I want to support ag education. I want to support home ec. I want people to start taking this more seriously, being more treating farmers better. I want all of these things to happen. I'm in. You need a mascot or something?
No, we'll take you as long as you can come help with our events. That'd be great. You bet.
All right. Everybody, come down. Feel positive about agriculture in small towns because that's what I am doing over here at River Falls Bacon Bash. The pigs are flying, and we are having a good time. This is going until 7 o'clock tonight. Come on down and say hi. We're going to give out awards. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about pig wings. What are pig wings? I know, and I will tell you when we come back. You wish you were me, and that's because I'm sitting up here in River Falls Bacon Bash. It may be quite warm here in the sunshine, but it is quite excellent here in the sunshine, not least because I just ate a pig wing during the break. Now I've got the king of pig wings, Damon Halter, is here. He knows some things about life. He's the owner of St. Croix Valley, of Croix Valley Foods. He also just opened a spot in Keg and Case, which opened yesterday. Damon Halter, first question, have you slept this month?
I've slept probably a total of like 2 or 3 hours a night, and that's about it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so first, I have to ask, how's Keg and Case? It looks so good.
Oh, my God. That is such a cool venue out there. If people haven't been out there, I mean, it just opened yesterday, grand opening.
So they haven't been out there.
No,
so
they probably haven't.
It's the old Schmidt Brewery on West 7th in St. Paul.
The old Schmidt Brewery on West 7th. This is like a $30 million renovation that happened out there. There's a number of anchor restaurants and a brand new brewery in there, Clutch Brewing Company, that really kind of anchor this thing. But it's a total of 27 different tenants that are inside that make up this really cool, highly anticipated food hall.
And you've got your Bloody Mary mixes, which I know people are crazy about. Mm-hmm. So now we got a place you can go in, you can get a beer, you can get your Bloody Mary mix, you can get Revival Smoked Meats when they get going eventually. What else are you going to have at your stand in Keg and Case?
Well, we've got all of our all-natural award-winning barbecue sauces and seasonings as well. But one of the really cool things that we're doing there is we're doing a lot of seasonally influenced sauces and seasonings. So every month we'll have a brand new selection that kind of keeps people coming back. This month, to kind of kick things off at Keg and Case, exclusive to that marketplace is a tequila lime grilling glaze that we're doing, as well as a steak and chop seasoning that is really fantastic on all sorts of meats. But you know, that's kind of one of the cool things for me as a food producer is that I'm able to come up with something different and unique that you can't find in other stores. So it's kind of a reason to go there and check things out, let alone the fantastic array of other vendors are there, you know, including an ice cream shop and the world's or America's first wild food grocer. And
There's this giant, we've had the guy on the show before talking about Forest to Fork, Mike Kempich, and it's to actually see this giant growing chamber, it's straight out of Star Trek. I mean, it's glass walls. He's got these crazy lights at the top. I didn't get to ask if those are functional or just like, but you look in and it looks like a bunch of pieces of log or like having a rave.
It's kind of like these little pods that are growing wild mushrooms. I think he's doing like these blue oyster mushrooms out there right now, as well as another one. I can't. Shiitake. He's growing shiitakes out there. And it's cool, like this 14-foot chamber. Worker Bee is another venue out there. They've got this giant glass enclosure with 80,000 bees that are actually producing honey right there on site. But, I mean, we'd like to think that, you know, Croix Valley is the star, the crowning jewel. But, you know, it's a really cool venue, and we are having a great time with it.
I'm going to maybe challenge myself to try to just do most of my holiday shopping there this year. I think that's good. Keep the money in. Let's help everybody out. But speaking of community, you're here. You always do this. You have a whole cooking festival next. What is happening here? Very important of worldwide import, the next thing that happens that you lead here at River Falls Bacon Bash.
Well, we have a bacon cook-off that's going on here. A number of competitors that have shown up from all areas of the region as well as from the country. I've got a couple of competitors that have come in from different states, and this is a World Food Championship qualifying event. Now,
and these are for fancy judges. They don't let me judge with my cockamamie opinions.
I get to
talk about what's going on, but I mean, this is serious business.
It is. You have to be a certified judge in order to do this. Now, this is what's called the EAT methodology. EAT stands for execution, appearance, and taste. So the judges are certified to be able to properly judge the food, to send our lucky champion off to the World Food Championships, which is the world's largest culinary food sport competition. It happens in November down in Orange Beach, Alabama, and our winner gets a golden ticket to compete in the bacon category as well as a $1,000 travel stipend to help him or her get there and back.
See, people, this is a bacon bash that is for amateurs and professionals.
Oh, yeah. And what's great about the competition is that we really do have that mix of people. I mean, we've got some, backyard sort of grillers to your home cook to more of a professional chef.
And I have seen this happen. It's not like everybody's just sitting there with a skillet cooking bacon. It's much more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah. They've got to turn in 5 different sample dishes to the judges as well as 1 presentation portion as well. And it ranges from the mundane to the absolutely complex. It's anyone's game.
Damon Halter, thank you for doing this. And what time is that at?
The turn-in is at 1 o'clock today, and we will announce awards at 4.
All right, this is wrapping up our bacon bash. I'm going to be here. I'm going to see how this whole bacon thing's going on. I'm emceeing it. Next week, we are back in the studio. We'll be talking to some of the good people from Plates for Good. That's the Second Harvest Heartland Initiative to raise money for hunger charities through eating out. You can find more at WCCORadio.com. Till then, do good, eat well, and I will meet you here next week on Off the Menu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.